games you kind of want to throw away and just move into the holiday season?
Well, tonight I liked Hutch quite a bit. I liked the final result. I felt the third period we came out pretty good. But it wasn't pretty. We expected that. So we're facing a team that just before that weekend got 9 points out of 10. And it's a physical team, and they played that kind of style. And that's exactly the kind of game they wanted to play against us. The second period took forever, and we got caught not controlling our emotions and doing way too much talking between whistles. We're good when we play hockey. So it's either we take care of business or we don't. And our job is to make sure we're in control of our emotions. And I thought the second period we just lost focus of who we are. And then the third period was a little bit better, obviously, and we won the game. So, I mean, you can build on that kind of game. And the other thing is, recently I think we've been winning games by big scores, right? We're winning 7-2, like 6-1, 5-1. It was good. It's good for us to feel that kind of adversity. So I think we can learn from that game and then get better because of it.
Is that a game, though, when you see that the team is losing focus on the game and they're engaging in the little post-whistle scrums, is that something that you're going to try and address on the bench, or do you have to wait till the intermission to say, guys, we got to get our focus back?
It depends of the players you have in front of you in this group. I like them to take charge, to realize that my job is to guide them. But yes, we do talk on the bench, obviously, but we make the major adjustments between period, and that's what we talked after the second period. Let's stay focused on what we need to do and force them to play our game. So it's these are the kind of chats we have between periods.
Between the first and second, though, you're up 2-0. Came out the way they came out. Were you a little surprised by how your team reacted?
Surprised, you know, that was probably our worst period in 20 games. So if we have one like this every 20 games, I think we'll be fine. So, you know, you're up by two. They had desperation. They were ready for that game. They wanted to win that game, and they're in a position to push for a playoff spot. So I guess they played a better second period. No, they not. I guess they played a better second than we did. But we bounced back in the third, and you know that's what good teams do. They find a way to win those games.
Is there a fine line though? Your team's quite close, and you know clearly have each other's backs in scrums. Is there a fine line though to when it becomes excessive between the whistles?
Well, there is. I think you need to impose your presence on the ice and making sure you don't back down. And I think we can do that. But to talk forever and between every whistles, at some point, drop the puck. Play hockey, and play physical, play hard, be intense, work hard. But it's, you know, it's part of the game, and we see it. But tonight was just extreme.
Again, even though it wasn't a pretty win, it was still a win nonetheless.
Yeah.
That's 16 games now without a regulation loss. I mean, just what does that mean for this team?
It creates a lot of confidence. You could feel it. Even the second period, they're smart hockey players, and it's a smart group. They can assess what's going on, and you could feel it that they, and you could see it. I could hear them, the way they were reading the game, but there was always a confidence that we're going to win this game. And Hutch was extremely good second period, especially. He was good the whole game, but we needed him in the second period, and we helped him out a little bit more in the third. But it creates such a solid confidence within each other, a trust that the job will get done. So it's and having that confidence is sometimes makes you force or makes you make decisions that are not necessarily right because we're overconfident, and we were. Tonight was a great example, a little bit overconfident, and that's something we'll have to correct.
important is that final win, though, before the holidays? You have your group going into that holiday rest, feeling good about themselves.
Well, it's huge. I mean, it's we've been playing so well for so long, and winning games in different ways. To see the fact that, you know, we went through tough times last year, and we stayed. We stuck to the plan, playing Jack Roslovic and playing those guys, Brendan Lemieux. And it was hard last year, but this year we can see. I mean, last year, last minute of the game, even if it was tied, they were on the ice. They were building that confidence. And for us to be successful with our young guys as well, and being, you know, part of our good players most nights, it's good for the organization, it's good for the players. They've been working really hard, preparing well. They had a good summer, they came here in great shape. It's time for us to take a break and go home, spend some time with the family. It's listen, we're first in the league, so it's we've been doing a good job.